Euro Radio, The Teenagers Radio.
Our daily Teen Reporters show. Today, we are going to speak about several subjects like sport, school, and especially Finland. Here comes Clément with his report about extracurricular activities in our middle school.
Now I am going to present our school's extracurricular activities. We can, for example, participate in national contests like Kangaroo Championships, it's about logic, and Vendélire, it's a reading contest. We can also travel to the Pyrenees, Finland, or even Germany. In our middle school, we can take part in different clubs. At lunchtime, we can do chess, table tennis, board games, and so on. The most popular activity is chess. Now I am going to interview people who practice lunchtime activities.
Louise, do you practice a lunchtime activity?
Yes, I practice drama on Monday.
Why did you choose drama?
I think it's good for the presentation, to learn how to speak with the public and to show different emotions.
And you, Esteban, do you practice a lunchtime activity?
Yes, I practice table tennis.
Why did you choose table tennis?
I choose table tennis because I like practice table tennis and is for spend the lunch time because we are eating at last.
Thank you for your interview, Clément. Now we will hear Maxence about about football forecast for 2024.
Today we are going to make some forecast about football in the Ligue 1 and for the 24 season and for the Euro 2024. We will present the top three teams and the top scorer. What is your prediction for the Ligue 1?
My forecast for Ligue 1 is Paris because they won the Ligue 1 last year and they always have a good team. Then Marseille because every year they are in the top three. Finally, Rennes, because they had a good season last year and they have a young team with good players.
And what about the top scorer?
To me, the first is Mbappé if he stays at PSG, because he's the best player in the world, so he's the first. Then I would say Terrier, he has just had an injury, so I think he's going to break score. For the third place, it's too early to say.
Now, let's move on to the Euro 2024.
I think the final will be between Portugal and France like in 2016 because they are two very good teams. I hope France will win and that the top scorer will be Mbappé, Ronaldo and Kane.
Now a listener heard this and she wants to speak. Let's listen to him.
Hello, I don't agree with you for Paris because it's a team which has ups and downs, but I think that Mbappé, if he stays in Paris, will be the best scorer of the season 2024.
And for the Euro?
I agree with Maxence and I hope a victory for France.
It's the end of this program. See you soon.
See you later.
Goodbye.
I hope the victory for France too. So it's Esteban and Louise's turn to speak about Finnish school.
In Sacré-Cœur School, every year, we have an exchange project with Finnish students. So it's a good opportunity to compare the Finnish and the French school system. Finland has one of the best education systems in the world. There are big differences with our system. Here are some examples.
To begin, I am going to speak about pupils and learning. Pupils begin compulsory school at the age of 7. It's very late compared to us. 30% of pupils receive special help during the first 9 years. There are no tests during the first 6 years, however, there is a big test at the age of 16. The pupils who have difficulties are in the same lesson as the other pupils. Science lessons are limited to 16 pupils to make experiments easily. During the school day, pupils have 75 minutes of breaks. Only a little homework is given by teachers.
We interview Finnish people. Let's listen it.
In your opinion, what is the biggest difference between middle school in France and in Finland?
We have free school and free lunch.
I think the rules are stricter in France.
We have more conversations in Finland in classes than in France.
I am going to present the school success in Finland. 66% of students attain higher education, the highest rate in Europe. The difference between the stronger and the weaker students is the smallest in the world. 93% of teenagers are successful in their studies. Since 2001, young Finnish people have been at the top of international rankings in science, reading and mathematics.
So thank you for listening to us. We hope you enjoyed our program.
Thank you.
Yes, it was great. Now Alban is going to present the Finnish language. We are listening to you, Alban.
A wizard is never late more, is he early? You know this line from The Lord of Rings? It was inspired of the Finnish language. Incredible. In 1860, the Finnish became the official Finland's language and not before. Incredible. Now I try to present me in Finnish. Three experts help me. Welcome Lali, Mailin and Pilvi.
Hello.
Thanks for hosting us.
Welcome is Tervetuloa.
Stop. It's not Tervetula. It's Tervetula. In Finnish, the first syllable in the word is always stressed.
Okay. I'm starting with the base. Iva Paiva, it's hello. Incredible. Nemenion Albon.
Actually, it's Hyvä Paiva.
Incredible. Okay, let's start again. Mita Kuulu.
No. It's Mita Kuulu. One letter is one sound in Finnish. And where does a double letter, all the letters are pronounced.
It's very good. And yes, one letter is one sound. So don't make that mistake again.
Incredible. Kaunis ilma tänään. That means the weather is good today.
Sorry, it's more like kaunis.
Näkemiin.
It's goodbye.
It means goodbye.
It was incredible indeed. To finish with a little tale to discover two famous characters in Finnish culture.
Do you know Adele? I need it for my little sister for tonight.
I know a story. It is the story of the Moomin and Väinämöinen.
Can you tell it to me?
Okay, take a seat.
I was on a boat, it was raining. The sea was rough. There was a lot of waves. Suddenly, I saw the sun shining on an island. I decided to discover it. When the boat stopped and my feet touched the ground, a white trout, which looked like hippopotamus, ran toward me with joy.
Are you okay, sir?
Yes, I'm fine.
Who are you?
I'm Väinämöinen, the best warrior in the world. And you?
I'm Moomin. I live with my parents in the Moomin Valley. A lot of people live in this forest. All of my friends, my parents. We live a lot of adventure together. And you, what are you doing with your family?
My mother is a goddess, and I never met my father. When I became an adult, I decided to find the love of my life. After a lot of incidents, I renounced. I wanted to go home, but a big storm surprised me, and it was too late to come back.
Oh, I'm so sorry for your daddy and for your lost love.
Can I stay for the night to rest?
Yes, of course you can stay. After all your events, you deserve a good night.
Did you like it?
The Moomin is so cute. So thank you for your reporters and to you, dear listeners. We hope you liked our program. See you soon in a new show.